students are making choices with less than adequate information. They don't know what the full degree is going to cost them when they start. They're not really sure what the jobs look like. And sometimes they start off thinking, you know, I think I'd love to be, you know, in a particular field that, you know, sound interesting, but 2 years in, they've discovered that it really wasn't what that they wanted to do. And so they've managed to make pretty inefficient use of a couple of years and cost them more money. And
what did you study in college?
I started college fairly young. I went to a orientation. I knew I wanted to be in business, and there was like 300 of us in the class, and somebody listed all the different majors, and they had one of them, which was industrial management. I thought, sure, I'd love to manage an industry, so I'll sign up for that. It was probably in my third year that I finally realized that this isn't really anything to do with what I thought it was. But in my particular case, I was paying my own way through. I was cheap and stubborn, and I was in a hurry to get out. So I didn't decide to reboot and start a different degree. I just finished the one that I had. Unfortunately, for many other students, they're in the same situation. They start and make a decision fairly impulsively at, you know, in that orientation class of that freshman year, and then as they go along, realize it's not what they want to do, and then change majors, and which is why we see so few students actually graduating in 4 years anymore.
So what are the types of degrees that you see leading to a favorable outcome?
Well, so I'm going to defer to the study that we're doing. I mean, you know, there'd be some obvious ones. We were definitely in critical need of things in the STEM field, you know, in science, technology, engineering, math. Also today on the skills side, welding degrees or certificates, those things that we already have a shortage of today. There's lots of opportunities in the health services side. But we're going to defer to some of the experts on what it looks like in 2020 and 2025.
People told me that, you know, in tough economies, you have to be adaptable and you have to adjust. And is a technical degree that's sort of narrowly focused, like nursing, you know, is that going to take someone through their entire career?
Yeah, probably not. So I think, you know, as everything is changing in the world, continuous improvement, continuous learning is going to be something that's important to all of us. I think when we look at how we get to 55%, a big part of that is going to come from adult learners. If you just do the math, the number of graduates kids that were graduating from high school that don't go to college, if we get 100% of them, it's only going to get a third of the way to that 496,000. We've only got 12 years to get there. So just it's impossible mathematically to get to 55% unless we can start converting some of those adult learners. And so there's a lot of things that we're looking at to potentially offer to them to continue to get that first degree or maybe continued degrees.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.